Are you ready? The Cornelia Stephanie Show. Wake up to love, your call to action. Join Cornelia as she empowers others to live heaven on earth. Cornelia teaches listeners how to be the authority over yourself, embracing your inner guru. Feel yourself uplifted into limitless expansion, integrating ease and grace in a changing world. This show will cover topics such as unconditional love, your physical body, how to be in extraordinary relationships, create financial and emotional wealth, embracing entrepreneurship in the new earth. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. I'm so excited to be here with you today on the Stories of Hope. And I am so excited to introduce you to this incredible lineup that we have for you. I'm Cornelia Stephanie, your host, and I'm also the co-creator of Heaven on Earth. I realize that I just don't say it enough. And, you know, that is the goal. That is the mission. That is what we're doing here. So why not keep saying it? Co-creator of Heaven on Earth, together with you. Because I know that together with you, I know we're doing this together. And that is to realize heavenly consciousness on this physical plane. That's what it is. And really inviting you to answer the question to what does heaven mean? Living a heaven on earth mean to you, and for you to discover that within your own being. And then we're making it a reality in the midst of all this chaos. Can you believe it? That's what we're doing. So, and without, you know, stories of hope, without the triumphs that we are moving into, without the challenges, that's part of, you know, releasing the past, letting go of the past, letting go. And so my first guest is April Danielle. She is the creator of the Self Soul Led Educators Listening Fully program. After 20 years in education and going through a midlife discovery process, she became passionate about supporting teachers in discovering their authentic self in an effort to improve the education system. Social emotional learning, we have to teach kids about it, SEL, social emotional learning, but do not support them in their own social emotional learning. We have to teach them. Our education system is the key to living heaven on earth. Our education system is the key to improving our society. Teachers are a powerful force. Supported in their journey, they can change the world. Welcome to the show, April Danielle.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
It's, my gosh, you're speaking my language. The emotional piece is such a key to, you know, being free.
Yeah.
Learning emotional intelligence, being emotionally whole. And wouldn't it be great if in our school systems that was taught as a basic?
And it's starting. That actually is starting. The social emotional learning is getting bigger and bigger and more popular, but we're noticing the teaching of it is not having a lot of effect. It's not changing a lot of things. We still have, you know, especially with the pandemic and everything, but kind of like we've noticed other curriculum is not effective. And it's because we have teachers who are not emotionally whole themselves trying to impart this information on students, right?
Okay, yeah. That's kind of like the same thing, like when you're saying that, that's kind of like the same thing as doctors in the Western world. If they hadn't worked on themselves and know how to emotionally heal themselves, they're going to go straight to, again, the symptom, instead of getting, is that what you're talking about?
Exactly. And that's what the system does. And that's exactly what you see happening. You see, oh, this isn't effective. So then it gets even deeper and like, oh, it's the teacher's fault. So we need to, now we need to tell the teacher exactly what to say. That's the answer, right? If we just tell them exactly what to say, that'll be the answer. But no one's looked at, oh, what if we create socially emotionally whole human teachers who were able to have that energy and teach our students how to be socially emotionally whole from that place instead of a place of lack, instead of a place of this is what you're missing.
Yeah. So don't you feel like the teachers need to go through that training program themselves, like they need an education through that system so that through their experience that they also can learn how to, so that they can be authentic in, you know, it's not something when, you know, emotional intelligence is not something that you're going to learn in a book. It's something that, you know, that's learned through experience, right?
Exactly. And that's why so many teachers quit or break down. Like they say the longevity of a teacher is like 3 to 5 years in the profession. And then they leave because they don't know, they aren't socially, emotionally whole because they grew up in the same system that we have now, right? So we didn't teach them before. So they never learned it. And now they're supposed to teach it. But yeah, they really need to be walked through a process of really getting to know who they are, how they operate. And then it's so much more authentic when you can bring that to a student.
Yeah. Now, did you develop a system? Do you have a program for the teachers?
I do have a program right now. I have 6 teachers actually going through the beta version of the program. So the first launch will be coming out soon, to official launch for teachers to go through it. Yeah. And it's basically a support system on what I call a self-knowing journey. Like once you know yourself, and it involves all the things that we talk about, right? Like meditation, making space, journaling, like all those things, but instead using them as tools to figure out who you are. And once that happens, everything is so much easier.
Yeah, that's really good. I'm so glad you're doing this because this, you know, I wrote a book on, you know, how I healed my body with the power of my emotions. I have a wholeness practitioner course. So when you're talking to me about emotional healing, this is something that, you know, I totally can see that there is a need for it out there because I feel like, you know, it needs to be taught to children. If children would learn how to process their emotions, how to heal from the past as empaths, which a lot of children are empathic, and not to be afraid of their feelings, but to embrace them and how to do emotional processing, that this is all part of our humanity. And that rather than, because again, it's through the feeling that we can support each other. It's through the feeling that we're intuitively guided, being called to live. And it's through our feeling state. It's not through covering it up.
Yeah, which is what the system has in the past has done, is historically done. There's no room for feelings and learning, right? No room for feelings and education. And I can't lie, I was 100% part of the problem. I remember telling a student, like, there's no tears in science. Like, why are you crying? Because I'm a science teacher. Like, I was just in it, right? You're in that society. You're in that world where education is everything and feelings have no part of it, right?
Yeah, exactly. And it's you know, when you think about it, it's the feeling is the emotion, you know, it's connected to that. And part of our, you know, conditioning of the past kept us to suppress the emotions, that it's not safe to feel, that it's not safe to talk about how we're feeling. It's not safe to, I even feel like, you know, moving forward, asking people, instead of saying to people, hi, how are you doing? I think it would be more apropos to say, how are you feeling?
Oh, yeah.
And not because you're sick, but just because I'm curious as to how you're feeling. Because, you know, in this day in society, with all the changes and everything that's going on, people are experiencing a lot. And, you know, I always want people to focus on how they're feeling instead of how they're doing.
Yes, I'm totally doing that. That's happening.
That's good.
Right now. right now.
Yeah, good, good. Well, one thing I want to do, I definitely want us to talk again, you know, outside of this. I also have a media group that I'd like to talk to you about, because where do you find your teachers? Where do you find your teachers now?
At the moment, social media. The goal is to get into schools to spread the message, you know, further and faster.
Yeah, that's good. That's a good goal. I'd like to support you with that, because I think, you know, the supporting the teachers so that they can have the tools that they need. And honestly, I really think this is the reason why the system is falling apart. That system is just not sustainable.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's just not sustainable. So what is it that you want to leave us with today? We just have a few minutes. Give us your social media handles and where we can find you. And then what message do you want to leave us with today?
So I'm on Instagram at Soul Led Educator. And I'm also providing, if you see the links, there's a link to a free sleep course that I wrote, because I feel like good sleep is where it, like, almost, you can't do the work if you don't get the right amount of sleep, right? Good nourishing sleep. So I've included that for you. You can check everything out about me at aprildanielle.world, aprildanielle.world. The message I'd like to leave is that if we can support teachers to come from a happy, whole, healthy space, that's really what we want. As a parent, I don't want the teacher to think, oh, kids first. We want them to be whole themselves first, so they can be a great example of what a whole, happy human looks like to my student that they're teaching.
I love that. We're calling all teachers to come in and say yes to, you know, receiving the love, receiving the encouragement, receiving the new way of being. It's kind of like the mom that's going to fill up her cup first.
Yes.
That self-love. I'm so glad you're doing this work, because it's so needed. April Danielle World, is that what you call it?
Yes, aprildanielle.world.
aprildanielle.world. I mean, do you love it? This is the new way. So thank you so much for having the courage to step into your gifts and your passion in doing the work that you're doing. We're calling all teachers to join you in this new endeavor. So thank you so much, April.
Thank you so much for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Yes. And we'll be in touch. Thank you so much. We're going to take a break on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. We'll be right back.
The truth is funny. Shift happens with monthly guest host Karen Benton. Tune in for powerful conversations about health and wellness. Karen brings unique insights rich with humor and science to her discussions with experts in medicine, movement, psychology, spirituality, and so much more. Don't miss Karen on The Truth Is Funny every third Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBetton.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com.
When was the last time you had that feeling that you knew something, but you couldn't explain how you knew it? How powerful would it be for your life and business if you could consciously tap into that magic within you? What if you could remember that there's something supernatural about you? Tune in to Absolute Alignment with Christelle Biga, When Success Feels Easy, every first and third Friday at 1:30 p.m. Pacific, 4:30 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Not just talk, conversation for profound self-awareness. Stick with us. Your best life awaits on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm super, super excited. I just received a gold star during the break, and I'm going to introduce you to my next guest. Dr. Sobel Bunis, as a young adult, she became frustrated with Western medicine when she noticed doctors treated her symptoms, but not the underlining reasons for them. Yeah. That frustration led her to the art and science of chiropractic, which is all about finding and treating the actual cause of the symptoms. Her first chiropractor taught her that her body, mind, and emotions and spirit are all connected, and that vibrant health and well-being depend on all of these aspects being in harmonious balance. That's what we're talking about right now. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Cornelia. I'm really, really happy to be here and to meet you face to face. I've heard so much wonderful stuff about you from our mutual friends.
Oh, good. Yes. We were messaging this morning on social media, you and I. You're definitely speaking my language, and I want to introduce you to some people I already know within our own community, because I know another doctor, Dr. Brooke Sheehan, by the way. She's a chiropractor extraordinaire, and she has the same experience that you had, where she had a daughter and started looking at some of the same things that she wanted to instill in her daughter, and ended up becoming a chiropractor, and for some of the same reasons that you're talking about. So tell us a little bit about your journey and what it is that you're up to with your practice and how you're helping people, and what do you want us to know?
Okay, great. So first of all, I really want to thank you, and I want to acknowledge you for what you're bringing into the world right now. I think, you know, they say we're living in interesting times, challenging times, whatever you want to say about it. But I think people are hungry for hope. They really are. And that's what you're bringing. That's what you are consciously intending to bring. And I'm really happy to be participating in this. So I think that the reason I feel so hopeful is because when I started my practice 34 years ago, these conversations, they were happening in really tiny little groups. And if you walked out onto the street and tried to have a conversation about emotional clearing, which is what my main focus is going to be today,
yeah,
you got a lot of blank stares or people thinking you were a little crazy. But time has gone by. People are incredibly open right now. They're very challenged. And I think part of the challenge is helping people be open. The other thing that's really great right now is that the science has finally caught up to what we're doing. Now, we knew 34 years ago through all our tools, muscle testing and energy medicine, we knew that what we were doing was working, but now the science is there to back it up. And so for some people who need that scientific evidence to say, oh, I can walk through that door, it's there. And so I think there's a tremendous openness and willingness for people and a belief that there's possibility for healing. And that's why I'm really hopeful, because I think people are more open. And yeah, I do. Do you want me to tell you more about that experience of why I came to chiropractic?
Sure. Why not? I mean, everything you're saying, I'm just like, yes, 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 yes. And then also, you know, you're speaking my language when you're talking about the power of emotions. I really, truly believe that that is the first step. That's the first step. And I also feel like what you said, we've been hiding behind circles, you know, meeting in circles, and, you know, just so that we can unearth this new way, this holistic way of living and being that's naturally within us.
Right. Right?
That's already naturally there. And part of our healing is healing the emotional wounds and traumas of the fat past, which had been stored in the emotional body, right?
Exactly, exactly. So when I was a kid, there were two things about me that led me on this path. Number one, I questioned everything because I was taught to. Everyone said you should always ask. If you don't know, ask. So I did. And combined with that, I think I had that natural optimism. So when you talk about hope, I think I was always that hopeful kid. And when I would go to a doctor as a young adult and I would say, hey, doc, I've got this rash, right? Number one, how did I get it? Asking the question. Number two, what do I do to prevent it from happening again? Right? Optimism. So in those days, Western doctors, they didn't like their patients asking questions. And so I was used to having my questions answered. So that's where a lot of my frustration came from. And when through a series of miraculous unfolding events, I ended up in a chiropractor's office. I mean, that big light bulb went off in my head. I went, oh, these people are looking, as you say, for the underlying cause of the symptoms. And they have this thing called the triangle of health, structure and physical, nutritional, chemical, and emotional. And they said all of those things had to be in balance and they all had to work together in order for someone to be healthy. So from being a patient to being a student to being a doctor, that happened pretty quickly. And I ended up in a holistic practice in Santa Barbara with partners. And we were so lucky that one of them got exposed to emotional clearing the first year I was in practice. So we were doing full body chiropractic work, and we were doing functional medicine, nutrition, all of those wonderful things. But when we started doing the emotional clearing, boom, we were seeing it was like the key that was unlocking all these really stuck situations. So, and I jumped into it. I mean, I knew intuitively that this was the key. And I started to believe over time that where people were wounded initially was on the energetic, emotional level, and that the physical symptoms were a result of that. And of course, now the science is there to back it up. Thank you, Dr. Bruce Lipton. Thank you, Dr. Candace Pert. All these beautiful people whose science is now proving what we already knew.
Yeah, Greg Braden. Bruce Lipton, Greg Braden, he's also another, engineer, science engineer. Definitely is bringing all of this out now so that that we can heal, and that those of us that have been doing this healing for a while, you know, behind the scenes, can now bring it out to mainstream. Because again, 10 years ago. So how long have you been a chiropractor now?
I've been in practice 34 years. Although since I'm only 35, I don't know how that's true or possible. It must be bad math.
There you go, yeah. But
anyway, you know, I think it might be valuable for your listeners to know, because I never know when I'm speaking to a group who knows what about why we need emotional clearing or that. So if it's okay with you, I'd love to do a really down and dirty explanation. Would that be okay?
Go for it. Yeah, okay. Love it.
Very simply put, our bodies hold on to the memory of past emotional trauma. And those memories are literally stored in the nervous system, and they sit there like little emotional buttons. Then events, moments in our day-to-day life that remind us or feel similar to that original trauma, effectively push that button, wake up those painful emotions, and now those painful emotions come screaming into the present. And now you've either got pain and illness, fear and anxiety, depression, negative beliefs, struggles with relationships where people are triggering each other back and forth, struggles with weight, struggles with finances, all of those things, because we've got these past emotional traumas that keep showing up in our day-to-day lives, tripping us up. And then some wonderful, brilliant people through the course of time figured out, hey, the body is storing these emotional traumas, and there are all these wonderful tools for finding and literally deleting those stored traumas from the nervous system. And, you know, in 34 years of practice, I mean, if we had all day and all night and, you know, some good food, right? We could go on all night about what happens for people, but I've seen everything from, I would say that 99% of the people, after they've been cleared emotionally, they say, I feel lighter, right? I feel lighter. Or I feel better. I can't exactly say why, but I feel better. And I say, don't worry about defining it. You feel better. That's great. They feel that in their relationships, they're no longer arguing with their husband. All of a sudden, they're losing weight where they were stuck. All of a sudden, money starts to flow. I worked with one guy that had writer's block. And the next thing I knew, he was selling his book at Earthling Bookstore in Santa Barbara. Wow. Just over and over and over. And then there came a certain point where I thought, oh, first of all, it started with individuals, one-on-one. And then couples. I thought, well, we can do this with couples. So husband and wife, parent and child. That one was a mind blower. Yeah. I had one mother and teenage daughter. Imagine their struggles. And we were doing their emotional clearing in front of each other. So each one of them got to experience what mom and what the daughter had, how they had taken on their traumas or what had been traumatic for them. And I remember this teenage girl looking at her mom and going, wow, mom, I had no idea what you've been through. I mean, level of compassion, right?
Yeah.
A teenage daughter with her mother, compassionate, are you kidding? Right. So I just, right? I mean, that's a miracle in itself. Mm-hmm. So then I had the amazing honor of working with family systems where I got to work with four generations at the same time. Wow. So we've got the great grandmother who immigrated here, her daughter, and the grandkids. Talk about watching emotional patterns roll downhill.
Yeah.
And then to be able to clear all four levels and to say, wow, stand back and just watch this whole family system transform and heal. And then I hit a point where I thought, okay, there's got to be a way to make this more accessible to more people and certainly more affordable, because one-on-one work, you know how it is, you know, for a single practitioner, it becomes expensive. So I thought, well, maybe I'll just work with groups. Yes. So I started testing it out with groups, and it was working really, really well. So then, pre-pandemic, I had my big plan. Ready? I was going to travel all around the world, and I was going to set up groups all around the world in the cities that I wanted to travel to, and go there and meet with other practitioners and say, hey, don't you worry about your patients and their emotional stuff. I'll take it on for you. And I thought, I'll just have groups around the world, and I'll just travel and play and do emotional clearing. And then the pandemic hit, right? And my friend said, well, put it on Zoom. So,
Zoom?
Yeah. So starting in, I think, March, we had my first Zoom group. And it's kind of been mind-blowing because, first of all, I had to get used to that I'm speaking to people in a Zoom room who, by the way, are so private, I can't see them, I don't hear them, because I wanted everybody to be private.
Right.
And that, right? So, because it's nobody's business what you're doing.
Right.
So everybody's alone in their own little room, in their own little space, and I'm there, instead of working with them one-on-one and using muscle testing, I'm taking my 34 years of experience and guiding them based on a topic. So they signed up for fear and anxiety. I know they have fear and anxiety. I know how to help them get to the root of fear and anxiety. They're on the body image and weight program. I know what's behind that. And so what I've done is said, okay, everybody, here we go. And I start to give them ideas about where they might be holding their individual trauma from the past. And I start to give them ideas. And then every single person has told me, you know, even if you don't name my specific trauma, as you speak, my trauma comes up. And then I guide them through a very simple clearing process where they're holding points and breathing. And I go off screen so they can't see me, they can't see each other. And some of my old patients have called me and said, you know, Sobel, I love you and I love being in the room with you, but I got to tell you, there's something incredibly powerful about this format. I'm getting into deeper layers than I've ever experienced.
This is brilliant. I think it's brilliant. I mean, you're another one of those people that took, you know, this pandemic and you created something amazing. You're still going to be able to travel when this is all over the way that you want to.
Right.
You've created a structure and a system in ways that you might not have done before. And it's really serving people. I could talk to you all day. And I want us to let the audience know how they can find you and find out about you.
Okay, great. Let's see. They can go to my website, which is emotionalclearinghouse.com.
I love that.
And as soon as they go to the website, there's a pop-up, and it's all about my first free class that I'm offering, and it's called, let me get the title right because it's kind of a long title, Deeply Heal Your Childhood Trauma and Have the Life of Your Dreams. That's coming up on August 10th. And when that pop-up comes up, they can register right then. But I was told by Savannah, if they leave the site and come back, that pop-up won't show. So if they want to take the class, then I can explain a whole lot more. We can go into much more depth of understanding. So emotionalclearinghouse.com, register at the pop-up.
It's clear. It's clear. And I love what you're doing. I'm so glad that you came here today to talk about this because so many people are struggling with this. Right. And now they can heal and they can restore. And like you said, create their dream life because you're going to support them with the traumas that they have in their bodies right now. Right. Dr. Sobel Bruins, it's wonderful to have you here. Thank you so much for coming, and we're going to take a break on the Cornelia Stephanie Show, and we'll be right back.
We'd love to hear from you on Transformation Talk Radio and live on Facebook. Call into the show, 1-800-930-2819.
Champion your life with me, Leanne Champion, first and third Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. That new gym membership might help you get fit, but what about emotional fitness? Jump into the rushing waters of personal growth. Don't waste another minute feeling unfulfilled. Visit championyourlife.com and let's do this together.
Learn how to lead a happier life on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to Hungry for Answers every first and third Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com with me, Robin Clare. I am a recovery coach, professional, and best-selling author, bringing you eye-opening conversations about addiction and groundbreaking tools for recovery. To learn about me and my offerings, visit Clarity.com. That's Claire, Clare-ity.com.
Life can be demanding, and you may feel like you're constantly on the go, but sometimes our wheels are spinning and we're too focused on making them turn to notice we're stuck in the mud. Tune into The Pause with me, Ellen Wyoming Deloy, every second and fourth Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. Learn how to stop, reflect, and start moving forward with intention. And if you're really looking to jumpstart your personal development, schedule a free consultation with me at ellenwyomingdeloy.com.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. I'm excited. Our next guest, can you believe it, from Romania. I love technology. I love the internet. I love that we can connect with each other from around the world. And my next guest is Roxana Giba. And she's a coach for people who want to heal emotionally, find purpose, and go to the next level in their lives. Roxana's self-development journey began approximately 7 years ago when she was pregnant with her daughter, and she started reading books on birth, parenting, psychology, and so on. She left a PhD program 5 years ago in order to do something she likes. She started looking at herself and she started doing a lot of inner work and healing, and she noticed that she was changing for the better. And the people around her also started changing because of the work that she was doing on herself. Welcome to the show today.
Thank you. Hello, Cornelia. Thank you. It's really nice to be here.
It's wonderful to have you. So quite the journey that you're on. It appears that, your daughter getting pregnant spurred a whole new way of life for you, not just giving birth to a daughter, but also a brand new beginning because you wanted to be the best parent.
Yeah, that's so true. Yes, I really did want, and I still want to be the best parent. Yes, and I started that journey early because I was curious. And in fact, people ask me, because I work with people and I write about, personal development and what it takes, what does it take for someone to actually go on that journey, to change something about themselves? And this is a question that I'm still looking answers to, because for me, it was curiosity. I had a model. I had a friend who had an amazing relationship with her daughter, with her toddler. And it was amazing for me, because usually at maybe 6 or 7 years ago, when I started noticing people with little children, my ideas of little children were that they're just rude and naughty and loud, and that's all. But I noticed another kind of relationship, attached, secured, with respect towards the child, and that fascinated me. And I was very curious, and I went on that journey, and a lot of opportunities and a lot of learning came my way. Yes, but I'm still looking for answers to that question. What does it take for someone to change something for the better in themselves?
Are you on Facebook?
Yes, I am on Facebook. Yes.
Did you friend me on Facebook? Because what I would like you to do is put this question to me. Hey, Cornelia, okay. It's great to be on your show. Here's the question you wanted me to ask. And let's pose it and let's ask people to chime in. Let's get everybody's idea. What started your inner journey? Do you love that?
I love that. And I would love to read, to hear more answers. Please, yes, let's do this.
Because I think, you know, the fact that you're curious about what causes people to go on that inner journey, what is it? Sometimes, you know, it's life challenges and whatnot, because people really enjoy living in their comfort zone. And when they get challenged in life with things, then, you know, that gets them to, you know, question things. But it's like, you know, isn't it nice not to to rise above the challenges already when your inner promptings are already prompting you to take a listen, right? Before the challenges even happen, before that happens. But what I love about your story, what I love about your story is that you were looking and you were paying attention to, you know, the old way of the way that children were treated, that they should be, that they're rude and they're like this and, you know, they're, you know, whatever they are. And then the new way, you saw a great model of how children are treated when we treat them with love, honor, and respect.
Respect, yes. Having models is very important. Seeing what else is possible outside our, you know, pre-programmed ideas, preconceived ideas. Seeing people do better, seeing people have inspiring lives, seeing people be happy and conquering, you know, obstacles is really, really, really inspiring. And this, I think this is another answer to our question.
Yeah, and I think that's great. But we can play and just roll this out and let it do its thing. Because, like you said, like I introduced in your intro, you were talking about how people are now changing because they're watching you.
Yes, they so are.
They are. People are changing in your environment because they are watching you. Because you said they need a model, and so now you are modeling.
Yes.
What you are believing in, who you are, what authentically is your wisdom. You're modeling that way, that respect, that curiosity, that honoring. You're doing that in your community, and then you're giving the people permission. Hey, I would much rather be treated with compassion and love and respect than to be have somebody be rude.
Yes, permission, that's a very good a word, because I think when we heal and when we thrive, we unconsciously give permission to others to heal and thrive and live a better life as well. I think we are agents of change in our communities, in our tribes, if you want.
Yeah. And, you know, right now at this stage of the game, the way it's all happening, the unfoldment in the world, the evolution of our humanity and living everything that we are. And we haven't given ourselves enough credit for how amazing we are as humans and what it is that we can do for each other when we love each other, when we are in our true authentic spirit, when we support each other, when we're here to do the best, not based on a system that wasn't supporting and sustaining us. Obviously, on a world scale, this is happening all over the place. And so
yes.
Stepping into your gifts, you teaching the children, you know, how to, how to love and honor through relationship. Because right away, you are valuing, offering value to a human being, and every human being is worthy of that value, of that respect.
Yes, yes. I wholeheartedly agree. And this is my, you know, this is my dream. I work with clients one-on-one, and I see them healing and thriving and upgrading. But then I meet other people who need the same process, or, you know, a process of finding themselves, of healing, of emotional release, because I watched the previous interview and I resonated so much with that, because emotional release was such a big part in my own journey.
Yes.
Because there are so many people who need these tools.
Yes. And so that's why I'm so glad that you're out here doing this work, that you're helping, the children, that you're helping the parents, that you're doing that one-on-one work and that good modeling to guide people inside so that they can start that own deep inner healing journey. And, you know, you, the fact that you became pregnant, that started that whole birthing process for you. And it's a beautiful story that you're going to be able to tell your child. How old is your daughter? Did you say a daughter?
Yes, she's 6 years old.
She's six.
Yeah, she just graduated kindergarten.
This is so great.
Today it was such an emotional day for us today.
Today? Was today?
Yes.
Oh my God, that's so amazing. That's
so amazing.
So amazing. You're going to be able to tell your daughter that it was because of her that prompted you. That was the beginning, and that, you know, so many wonderful things happened because of the relationship, because of her being born, her choosing you, coming into this beautiful life together
with
you.
I'm very grateful for that. And yes, I think I learned a lot from this. You know, I changed my perspective from being the adult who thinks they know to being the adult who is open to observing the child, being led and guided by the child. And, you know, building an environment where the child is safe and can explore the world safely.
Being led and guided by the child. Now, that's the title of the book.
It may be, yes.
That's, I mean, being led and guided, or at least a chapter in the book. It's a beautiful chapter. Let's tell the audience where they can find you. I know that you're in Romania, but you're also on social media. And where do you want people to contact you if they want to do one-on-one work with you, you know, because they want to have that own child work done, and also the other things you're offering?
Yes, I am on Facebook. I am Roxana Gibak Coaching on Facebook. And also on Instagram, you can find me at Roxana with two N's dot G-H-I. You can find me there. And actually, I'm working with people from all around the world.
Yes, good. Yeah, I'm so glad that you came on and that you're doing this work, because it's really needed. And you're so joyful about it, which is also the other thing. You know, I can just feel your energy radiating out. It warms my heart, because just think about the kind of world that you, the legacy that you are creating for the children in the world today, and that all children should have a safe environment to grow up into and be honored and be respected. It has always been a dream of mine. And so thank you for coming and for doing this work.
Thank you for having me here. And let's have just a few seconds to think about that ideal world where all the children are being respected and loved and they are safe.
Amen. And so it is. I got the chills. Thank you so much, Roxana. It's wonderful to have you. We're going to take a break on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. We'll be right back.
Do you have traits of ADD or ADHD? It can be hard to meet society's expectations of productivity when traditional approaches to time management and organization don't work for your unique brain. You need customized strategies. In the ADHD Self-Mastery Podcast with Bonnie Mengku, you get concise, actionable solutions to help you modify your approach and achieve your goals. Learn more about Bonnie at thrivewithadd.com.
Inspire. Create. Empower. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Do you have 22 minutes to transform your life? Join spiritual practitioner and award-winning author Karen Mills Alston and award-winning publisher and broadcaster Sean Patrick Murray as they ask and answer life's most essential questions. Learn to participate in life fully, develop your gifts and talents, be open to limitless possibilities, and become available to your greatest yet to be, all in just 22 minutes a week. Now on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm going to introduce you to my next guest. And during the break, we were talking, and I'm actually going to have her repeat what she was saying to me because it's really perfect and it's really beautiful. My guest is Audrey Marie Rose. And tell us, welcome to the show today. Tell us what you were telling me during the break.
Thank you so much. You were just remarking that you liked my name, and I was telling you that I replaced my last name this year because I'm turning 40 and I'm not married, and I really wanted a last name that resonated with me. And so Rose is associated with rising as well as the divine feminine, and I just felt like it was a powerful symbol of what I'm all about.
I love that. And that's probably why Spirit had me comment on it, because it really reads well. Audrey Marie Rose, you are a certified holistic coach and marketing consultant, and you guide women and entrepreneurs in overcoming imposter syndrome and body image battles. You're here to help women to build a business that they love online in a appreciative way without the rise and grind, right?
Right. Yeah. Because I had really struggled myself with anxiety and depression. And for years and years, I had been looking for solutions, and that led me to be certified as a holistic life coach and healer. And during that certification program, I was turned on to how to create a website, how to do marketing for that kind of thing. And I just fell in love with the process. And that was back in 2004. And so that led me to really dive deep during quarantine when everyone was kind of sitting in their home doing their thing. I was, going down a rabbit hole trying to find a way to create a system to make it simple for solopreneurs like myself to not have to connect all of the dots of starting a business, and also do it in a way where they can feel supported, because it can be a really kind of isolating experience as a solopreneur trying to do it all on your own. So I've kind of tried to combine my gifts of the holistic coaching and healing as a mindset mentor with the marketing tools, so you can kind of overcome what's been holding you back from solopreneur success and really hit the ground running.
Yeah, I love that. I mean, again, you're another one of those examples of taking a situation that COVID brought last year and turning it into something that is more authentic for you, helping other women rise, right?
Exactly. And it really had a lot to do with stopping drinking alcohol, in all honesty, because quarantine hit, and the anxiety that it caused made me start kind of drinking and notice that was a problem. And after I gave it up, it just kind of had this influx of positive energy into my life. And I wanted to bring that energy to other women and be able to come together, because I think a lot of us are feeling like we want to bring our message to the world in kind of a service-based way with a business, but we don't know where to start and we're isolated, and that gets us stressed out. So a lot of us are sitting in our house with unhealthy coping mechanisms like drinking and things like that. So I really wanted to teach the tools that I've learned, namely tapping. EFT tapping has had a huge effect on me, and I'm a certified tapping coach. So just bringing that to the table, and I think that it's a service to the world, and it's something that I just absolutely love doing.
Yeah, it's, you know what's awesome? This is how, when you know that when you're in your authentic service, where you're being called to do what you're here to do, which obviously you are, you just have this level of confidence in it, in yourself, and it's palpable. You can feel it. And part of that has to do with you living it. you are living that message. You are living that. You are an example of that. And that's how you can help other people, because you're already living it. And so, you know, helping entrepreneurs, you know, women have had, you know, a hard time over the years in doing it all by themselves, because so many entrepreneurs suffer from that. And that's why, you know, having a mentor, having a coach, having somebody that, you know, has lived that and is in support of that, like you're doing, helping other women. How can people find out more about your work? I also like what you said about the alcohol piece. I think that needs to be a message all on its own, because just that's a niche right there. That you can speak directly to that part, that, you know, it's a webinar or a seminar, something you can talk about. I think it's something for you to do, because a lot that's happening, but nobody's talking about it in that way. So I'm just giving you that little nugget right there too.
Thank you. I certainly appreciate it. This is a work in progress. In all honesty, I was not planning on launching for another month. And then I got this awesome opportunity to meet with you and be with you on your show. And I thought, why not just go for it? And so you can find me online at oldsoulmarketing.com. That's an easy way to remember it. You can do AudreyMarieRose.com as well, but that's a little harder to keep in the brain. And if you do go there, I do have a free little mini marketing, a marketing mini course. So it's just like a tiny little snippet.
Are you on Facebook too, or anywhere?
I am on Facebook. So that's at Audrey Marie Rose. And on Instagram, same thing, at Audrey Marie Rose. So yeah, I'm out there in a number of ways, but thank you for mentioning the piece about the alcohol, because I'm moving towards starting a mindset mastermind just for that reason, to just support people through that kind of mental piece of being able to
actually, I think that's fantastic, because I think once you do that, that's a way also that you're going to be able to get clients and support people, just offering that as a place where people can come and they mm-hmm. decide that, oh yeah, I'm going to quit drinking for a month, 2 months, 3 months, whatever, you know, make this choice. And, you know, I think this is a great way to go about it. So I want to definitely connect with you next week, where you and I can chat about other collaborations that I'd like to talk to you about. But definitely, I'm so glad that you didn't bypass the opportunity, even though you weren't ready to launch, because it's like, you know, not everything is perfect. And it's being able to show up where we are in business as we are. And so I commend you for that. That takes a lot of courage to do that, to just show up and do your piece and look at what's happening, and it's all going to unfold from here.
Thank you. Well, like you said, you got to kind of walk it if you're going to go around talking it. So that's why I'm here with you today, and I'm so glad that I am.
Yes. I mean, that's, you know, again, having overcome what you're talking about. At first, you were in your place and you were faced with, you know, having more alcohol at the, you know, at your ready there, and not going down that rabbit hole and shifting it up. And now you're going to help other people overcome something that you've overcome. Because I know that a lot of people, when they turn to alcohol, it's an emotional thing that they don't want to feel. As a former addict myself, I know this one personally, and I know that a lot of people suffer from that. So you're going to do a great service.
Thank you. Yeah, it's been over 15 months since I had a drink. So that's going well, and I'm glad to be in that little club because it feels good. So thank you.
Yeah, I think that would be a great free service that you can offer, and that will be, and then from that place you can then talk about your other offerings and your coaching and your one-on-one work.
Yeah, as you're talking it out, I think I'll turn it into a free Facebook group. Lead it that way.
Yeah, good. Yeah, and definitely do that and put that alcohol in there that so people can see it. I was surprised that you mentioned it earlier and it just came out and you just brought it up and it was like, wow, that's cool. So I'm glad you brought it up. Audrey Marie Rose, tell us again, what is your website called again?
You can find me online at oldsoulmarketing.com or Facebook and Instagram at Audrey Marie Rose.
Good. Well, many blessings to you. And let's connect. I'm going to connect with you next week and let's talk further. So thank you so much for being on the Cornelia Stephanie Show, for sharing your gifts. Thank you, everybody, for listening and tuning in. We're going to close out this show now, and then we're going to... Is this our last guest for this show, Jacob?
Yes, it is.
Thank you. Isn't it wonderful to have a producer? Such a wonderful producer, too. Oh, thanks, everybody, for listening. We're going to close out this show and stay tuned for the next Cornelia Stephanie Show right after this.
You've been listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, Wake Up to Love, your call to action. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio. Cornelia's joy is to engage others in practical ways, showing us how to live in the new earth in harmony with our true nature. For more information on Cornelia and her extraordinary work, or to listen to past shows, go to her website at corneliastephanie.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.